Beloved, we will like to introduce to you one of our latest book releases. Titled, Serve the Lord Christ. Authored by Chimdi Ohahuna, this book is the beginning of new experiences for every believer serving the Lord Christ in the body of Christ. God is the rewarder of all who are diligent in their service to Him. Thus, rewards naturally comes to the faithful servant of God. However, motives are paramount to our service in the kingdom of God. If the purposes of the one serving God are not good and acceptable, the service cannot be good and acceptable either. As a child of God, you have an assignment to do for the Lord here on earth. Find out how to walk in God's purpose, fulfill the course of the Lord and receive the glory set before. This information in this book will be helpful and useful for individuals, families, groups and local churches. Order a copy today via Amazon. Beloved, this is Commanding the Year, 2023 series. It is a yearly solemn feast instructed by God, in which we commit the year into God's hands, and command the year to go in line with God's will for us. Join us now in today's episode.
What an awesome privilege again to study the names of men. It's been a journey with God, and this will have to be the last one from my side. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Well, we still have other names of God, but when you look at them, they kind of interwoven. Okay, with this one, we have already considered. Okay, so the journey began from the place of vision. Praise. When we consider the scripture in Psalm 92 verse 1, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And then we had to consider the names of God because we discovered from understanding that the understanding and knowledge a man possesses about the Most High determines and affects his attitude, lifestyle, of doing a good thing. The name of the Most High, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So this, it engendered us to look at the names of God, and we began with the name El Elyon. It's such a powerful name. We considered El Olam. We considered El Shaddai. We considered Jehovah Jireh. We considered El Kana. We also considered the name Jehovah, the Yod Vaveh. We also consider the name Jehovah Bara. We also went further to look at the name Jehovah Mekodishka. Then we looked at the name Jehovah Nisi. We looked at the name Jehovah Rofi or Jehovah Rafika Rafa. We've also considered the name Jehovah Cheret. We also considered the name Jehovah Magen. We looked at the name Jehovah Sabwax. We've looked at the name Jehovah Rohi. We've also looked at the name Jehovah Hashophet, praise the Lord, Lord and judge. We looked at the names Jehovah Sel, Jehovah Eli, Jehovah Maosi, praise the Lord,
Hallelujah.
Together. And today we are going to be looking at the name Jehovah Sikenu, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are looking at the name Jehovah Sikenu, praise God. And this name first appears in the book of Jeremiah chapter 33. Jeremiah 33, I'm going to start reading from verse 14. Praise God. So beginning 14 to 16 says, Behold, the days comes here, the Lord, and I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name where we shall be called, the Lord righteousness. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
To be the first place of the Lord our righteousness actually appears. Just because of time, but for good study, you can just begin reading from verse 1 of Jeremiah chapter 33. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so for righteousness, according to Bible dictionary, refers to justice, it refers to truthfulness, it refers to being ethically right, it also speaks of just of salvation, and interestingly, figuratively, righteousness also speaks of the prosperity of you. Praise the Lord. So when the Lord says, I will perform that good thing which I promised to the house of Israel, they will dress safely, it all speaks of what? Prosperity. Praise the Lord. So Jehovah, our righteousness, is the God most high, does justice, that gives us, that makes us ethically right, okay? It provides us with what makes us live truthful lives. It's the one that justifies us. Salvation prospers us. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So Jehovah Sikenu is also, when we look at other versions of Jeremiah 33 from verse 4 to 6, we get to understand that Jehovah Sikenu is also the name of the Most High, which means the Lord our righteousness, which I've rightly said. It also means the Lord makes us right and good, which aligns with ethically right. Okay. We also have versions that makes us understand that Jehovah Sikenu refers to the Lord has provided us with justice. The Lord has provided us with justice. Then we also have another version that says Jehovah Sikenu is the name of the Most High, which means God has set it right for us. I mean, there's no better thing to desire than to ask Him to always make things right for us, to always set things right for us, because the devil always set up evil, always set up the wrongs. In fact, even if he doesn't set up, he seeks to thwart your good.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. So the understanding that you have Jehovah that is on standby, always with you, setting things right, will make life much more easy for you. Praise the Lord. Jehovah, the Most High, has set things right for us. Amen. So from the Bible text also, we get to understand more of the operation of Jehovah Sikenu, which is the fact that He is the Lord that performs what He promised. 14 says, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform that good thing that I have promised unto the house of Israel, to the house of Judah. He is the God that performs what He promised. That's how the righteousness of God stands up. Whatsoever he has declared, He sees to it that is what it comes to pass. Amen.
Amen.
He performs what He has promised. And people in our place, we say He's the talk and do God. The one who says it and does it. Amen.
Amen.
Also, He is the Lord that raises one who does honestly and fairly. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So His righteousness breeds truthfulness, breeds being ethically right. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You can't have Jehovah righteousness and consciousness and be somebody that is dishonest and unfair to others. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You cannot have that consciousness and be unfair and dishonest. So you see why we have to grow in the understanding of the names of God. Because you cannot say you have God yet. This God you say you have not received. You are only either fooling yourself or living in the illusion. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Jehovah Sikenu is the Lord that raised up the Savior to execute judgment and righteousness in nations. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Continue, you will get to understand this better, but He raised up the Savior for us. He sent His only begotten Son as a Savior to save mankind from what? From sin. And He has, through Christ Jesus, raised the new creation to continue to do what? To do the same. Praise the Lord. So it is not, we're not living up to the full standard of what Jehovah Sikenu has created us to be. If we are not fulfilling this purpose of, executing judgment and righteousness in our different spheres, in our family, in our little circle, as friends, in our friends, in school, in associations, as someone in leadership, it should be known with us that when it comes to this new creation, you are sure of getting judgment, you are sure of getting justice, you're sure that righteousness will reign. But even we as individuals, we've had experiences where you thought that oh, this person, a Christian, is sitting right, and because a Christian is sitting over it, justice should prevail. And then you discover that even when an unbeliever was sitting on it, it's process was moving smooth. You know, we had a judge experience, and I mean the unbelieving judge actually responded better and faster and handled the situation with maturity, and I mean with justice. While the one that is a believer, you know, has mumbled the whole matter and actually had to be reported before he could sit up to do her business. Do you understand? So I mean, this is living below what Jehovah's King expects us to give as new creations. He raises up Savior to execute judgment and righteousness in Christ Jesus. So if we are not doing it as believers, we need to wake up. It means that you need more understanding, more consciousness of the name Jehovah Sikenu. See, we have been calling the names of God, and we feel it ends with the person of God. You know, but we are forgetting the fact that we are made in His image and likeness. So His name is to be it should reflect on us as children. I mean, there's no child that is happy to have a, let me use the word, fresh apple. A powerful father and is suffering. You know, everyone is saying, I thought that man is your father. They say, it's my father. But I'm just, the name is just covering me, but I'm not benefiting anything. You understand? But we as believers are doing it the other way around. You know, He's made everything available to us. He's given us the access, but we are refusing to operate with the access.
Exactly.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now also, the Bible makes us understand that Jehovah Sikenu gives salvation and makes a man permanently, makes a man to permanently stay safe. Jehovah Sikenu is the one that permanently makes a man what? Stay safe. As it says, in those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell what? Safely. Praise the Lord. He makes us permanently safe. And to be safe and secure speaks of, you know, it gives you an assurance. It's not only in the place of issues, but to be safe means that He gives you an assurance, He gives you confidence, He gives you hope. And as believers, we have an assurance. As believers, we have hope. As believers, we have what? Confidence. And these three are all in Christ. Christ is to us our assurance. It's to us our hope. It's to us our confidence that God has spoken. He will what? Do it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we are supposed to be saved in Christ. Saved in Christ. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That we're in a place where He who has said it will always do it for us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now we'll go further from verse 17 to 21. It says, for thus says the Lord, David shall never want a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel, neither shall the priest of the Levites want a man before to offer burnt offerings and to kill meat offerings and to do sacrifice continually. So here we have two people who are talking about David, and he's talking about the house of Levites, the priest of Levites. Praise the Lord. And it says, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, thus says the Lord, if ye can break my covenant of day and my covenant of the night, and that there should not be day and night in their season, 21 says, then may also my covenant be broken with David myself, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne, and with the Levites, the priests, the ministers. So verse 22 says, as the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea numbered, so will I multiply the seed of David myself, and the Levites that minister unto me. Praise the Lord. So these scriptures also reveal to us the operations of Jehovah's King. It makes us understand that Jehovah's King's operation are hinged on the promise that God made, you know, to David, descendants of Levi. You get more of that Levi promise in Numbers chapter 3. You can read the whole chapter of Numbers chapter 3. Praise the Lord. So the assurance of God fulfilling the promises are sealed with His covenant with day and His covenant with night. Thus, the Bible reveals in verse 20 that if it is possible for the Lord's agreements of the day and the night to be broken, that day and night no longer come at their fixed times, you know, then His agreement with David and Levites can be broken. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so sure, because we've not had where day and night. In fact, when you see where this scripture came out from, in Genesis chapter 8 and verse 3, it says, why the earth remaineth seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not see. So even the covenant of day and night is the same. It's hinged on the same covenant of seed time and harvest.
Exactly.
It's hinged on the same covenant of cold and heat. Praise the Lord. It's hinged on the same covenant of summer and winter. Even in the coldest of regions, I mean, they see extreme changes in temperature within the year.
Exactly.
So there's always going to be these changes. There's always going to be these changes. This is a proof that the covenant of God is sure. Jehovah Sikenu has said it and it will continue to be. Praise the Lord. So what is this promise of God, David and the Levites? Now let's look at first to David. The promise of God to David was that David shall never want a man, you know, to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel. Amen. Let's quickly get through to the book of 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel chapter 7. 2 Samuel chapter 7. I'm going to read from verse 16 to 17. And it says, "And thine house and the kingdom shall be established forever for thee. Thy throne shall be established forever, according to all these words, and according to all these nations." So the Nathan speak unto David. So it came as a prophecy first to David, you know, through the prophet. So it was prophesied over David through the prophet Nathan. David valued this prophecy so much so that he communicated it, you know, to his son Solomon as he drew nigh to death. We can see that in 1 Kings 2 and verse 4. 1 Kings 2 and verse 4 says that the Lord may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, "If thy children shall take it their way, to walk before me in truth with all thy heart, and with all their soul, they shall not fail thee," said he, "a man on the throne of Israel." Praise the Lord. Now, this is what God told him. David, praise the Lord, his throne will not lack him for as long as what? His children take him to their way, to walk for him in what? In truth, with all their hearts, with all their soul. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the Bible reveals also that the covenant God made, he will not break. And consider that in Psalms 89:34, where it says, "My covenant will not break, nor alter the thing that have gone out of my lips." Praise God.
Amen.
So although for a long period of time, it appeared as if God did not was not keeping his part of the covenant, you know, as they suffered many ordeals from other kings, because there was no seed of David to rule over the Israelites. Actually, he appeared that way, but when you go back to the scripture in the First Kings, you discover that they were the reason for their ordeal.
Exactly.
David told them, "Yes, my throne will not lack a man, according to God's word." But God also said, if my children will take heed to their way and walk before me. You see, that is how prophecy actually works. That is how covenant actually works. There is an if. You don't expect God to keep playing his part when you keep messing up with your own part. Praise the Lord. Then it means that you are not, you don't have respect for that covenant.
Yeah.
You know, and you are playing light on that covenant. In fact, you are devaluing the covenant at the end. Praise the Lord. So they suffered this much because they went against the if condition of the covenant. So, however, the scriptures reveal the children of David, that is his generation, were not faithful to their part that ensures the continuity of the kingship over Israel. But the mercy of God restored the family back through the person of who? Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. So even though, yes, the prophecy came in the book of Jeremiah, but it was fulfilled in the time of Jesus. You know, when he came and then his death and resurrection and then forever. Praise the Lord. And it is forever that David will continue to have someone on his throne, because Jesus reigns forever. Amen. So we go over to the promise that was given to the Levites. We see that in the book of Numbers chapter 3 and chapter 8. Praise God. But I'm going to be reading for us what we have in Deuteronomy, book of Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 8 and 9. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 8 and 9 says, "And that time the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord to what? Minister unto him and to bless in his name. And to bless in his name unto this day. Wherefore, Levi had no part nor us with his brethren. The Lord is his inheritance, according to the Lord that God promised him. Praise the Lord. So the promise of God to the Levites was to stand before him and to minister unto him. Okay? Numbers 3 and verse 12 says, and I behold, I have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel, instead of all the firstborn that opened the matrix among the children of Israel. Therefore, the Levites shall be what? Mine. 1 Chronicles 5 and verse 8. Then David said, none ought to carry the ark of God but the Levites. So you see, over the years, they understood the place of the Levites. They understood their ministry, that they were to stand before God to do all the, you know, worship and all the rites. So David said, none ought to carry the ark of God but Levites. For them has the Lord God chosen to carry the ark of God and to minister unto him forever. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So see how the forever covenant was given to the families. Yeah, families. Praise the Lord. So how does this covenant relate to us? As the book of Revelations 5 verse 9 to 10 says, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy, take the book and open the seals thereof. For thou was slain and has redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nations, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth. Praise the Lord. And also 1 Peter 2, 9 to 10 says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, the holy nation, the peculiar people, that you should do what? Show for the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God. This reminds us of how we carved out the Levites. We stopped the flow of firstborn, you know, the first children of the Israelite that opened the matrix, you know, and he selected the Levites. So now God has what? Chosen us. We that were not a people, but now we are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have what? Obtained mercy. Christ Jesus has now, you know, connected us to the covenant of forever priesthood and forever what? Kings, reigning as kings, praise the Lord. So through the redemption by the blood of Christ, we've been connected to and given the responsibility of what? Reigning as kings and priests unto God forever as well. Praise the Lord. Therefore, in conclusion, the mercy of God proceeds, it precedes the manifestation of the righteousness of God. The mercy of God precedes the manifestation of the righteousness of God. The mercy of God restored the lineage of David back to reigning as kings in Israel, and the Levites ministering unto God forever. The new creation has also received mercy from God to operate likewise. Hence, we praise the Most High, the name of the Most High, Jehovah Sikhen, for showing us mercy and for his covenant that cannot be broken. So we keep praising God with this understanding. And the more we do this, we grow in the consciousness of who Jehovah Sikhener is, and we live the life of his righteousness, as Jesus said. Thank you for your time. God bless you.
Now is your moment of salvation. If you are yet to make the Lord Jesus Christ your Lord and personal Savior, we request that you say this prayer along with many others now. Say these words, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, I repent of my sins, and ask that you forgive my sins. I believe that you shed your blood on the cross, died for my sins, and rose again in the third day. Today, I invite you into my life today. Wash me by your blood, make me your own, and till eternity be my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' precious name.
For your love gift of any amount to Grace Life Kami Podcast, kindly use any of our giving channels available to give in dollars. You can send to Universal Merchant Bank Ghana. Account number 033-154-551-2013. SWIFT code MBGHGHAC. To give in CDs. Universal Merchant Bank Ghana. You can send to account number 033-254-551-2017. To give in Naira, you can send to Ecobank Nigeria, account number 554-102-0592. Also, for further enquiries, you can call us on +233-54-594-7132. Or send us an email via chimdiohahunaministry@gmail.com. Today, remain ever blessed.
We believe you were blessed listening to this teaching from God's Word. May your soul remain ever refreshed and revived. We would love to hear your praise report today. Beloved, remain connected to Grace Life Komi Podcast. Jesus is Lord.